The American League Championship Series underway. The Cleveland Indians leading that thing 3-0. They win one more, and they are into the World Series. And you got to feel for the poor fans of Cleveland. They until the Cleveland Cavaliers won their championship in the NBA, it had been like, what, 50 years or more since they had had a major sports championship. Well, here comes one group that was trying to keep the name Indians, and specifically their mascot, Chief Wahoo, out of Canada during this series, because they say it is it's insulting to Native Americans. So, and Jerry Horvath, by the way, the announcer for the Toronto Blue Jays, he refuses to say the word Indians. He will not say their name, Indians, or even when they play Atlanta, he will not say Braves. That's just his policy, again, because he says it's insulting to Native Americans. I assume he would also have a problem with the Kansas City Chiefs if he was doing any kind of football. And forget the Redskins. I mean, let's not even go there. You know what's funny, though? I looked up the other day because my Eagles played the Redskins, and I was curious. And I looked at their fight song because I heard their fight song playing in the background after the Redskins had scored a touchdown on us. And I looked up the lyrics, and they have changed it, all right? Because originally, the Washington Redskins fight song said, "Fight for Old Dixie," instead of the current "Fight for Old DC." But they also originally had the words, "Scalp 'em, swamp 'em, we will take 'em, big score, read 'em, weep 'em, touchdown, we want heap more." No, that would never make it in today's environment. But oh, also, I read that somebody in response to this was selling Caucasians t-shirts that said "the Caucasians." How do I get a hold of one of those? All right, my birthday's coming up in December. I'd love to have one of those. And see, this is the great thing about America. When these kinds of controversies are up, there's always a marketing opportunity. But there you go. You can't even play a little baseball without some politically correct stuff going on.